Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And you've caught me as we're welcoming our guests into studio who are going to join us for a phenomenal conversation that will help give us some more context on how all of us as South Africans, regardless of where you're based, whether it's in the suburbs or in our local communities within the township, can actually make sure that you can let go of assets that you might not have any use for anymore. And typically we hear of this through auctions, right? People auction properties, vehicles, and of course, even smaller items that we know sometimes just gather too much dust in the garage, in the back room. And sometimes you sit and you think and ask yourself, what would I do to actually get rid of this product? Well, no longer do you need to be forced to go into specific retail stores that might give you cash or money in exchange for actually selling that good there, or even taking out a loan. We've got an amazing solution that has been introduced by a South African entrepreneur. It's called Lokshin Auctions. First township-based auction house presenting accredited and professional auctions in the townships of South Africa. And to tell us more about this, we're joined by its founder, Tsitso Sidai. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
An absolute pleasure to meet you too, and a pleasure, absolute pleasure to be here, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you, Ralewake. I'm so excited to speak to you, and of course the guest that you've come with as well, support system.
Yes.
You're shy, but it's fine. We acknowledge you, and happy Women's Day and month to you, actually, sis. Thank you. Dr. Sita, you have an amazing business. When I first read this, and I actually said it and mentioned it to my colleagues earlier, I was like, yeah, Lokshin Auction.
Yeah.
Maybe give us some context and background.
Well, Gugu, there's one thing that has always been on my mind, and it is that for all the townships in South Africa, about 532 townships in South Africa that we have, we finance vehicles through banks, we have insurance products through insurance companies, and.
Yes.
So when we are now out of work, our vehicles are then repossessed. If we are chaisa ka koloi ya hao, your vehicle is taken into an impound, but we rarely get an opportunity to actually purchase these within our own communities.
Mm.
So then that makes us to be one such a victim of finance products.
Yes.
That it then becomes unfair that we aren't able to participate in the auction structure, and while it's a very exciting opportunity to be in, so we then thought that well, let's try it and call it Lokshin Auction so that we can invite more of our own people in it so that they understand.
You know what you've just described, and as you said it, in terms of we don't have the opportunity to sell within our own communities, it reminded me of the book Capitalist Nigger,
yeah,
which actually speaks about having the money rotate within our
man
after my own heart. You've just said it. And this is important, right? And from what I can tell, clearly this means it's a passion point for you, not just in terms of understanding the economics of this being a business opportunity, but also how it shifts our mindset, especially as Black South Africans.
Look, I mean, the minute that we wake up, we're already losing money in the township. The first shop that opens up, that you may call it a mall, but the minute that it opens up, it's filling someone's wallet that's not in your township. So if we could circulate our money within our own communities, we'd be able to be in a better position as townships. There are items which are vintage in my grandmother's living room. Someone in Sandton is looking for that.
100%.
And that is worth a lot of gold. And if we are able to merge these two communities, and so that we could have an exchange, because there's some white appliances that they have in Sandton that someone in Mkukungwako Ramaphosa are looking for that appliance. It's not use for them keeping it in their garage. They may as well just bring it over and sell it on auction Ekasi.
Yes.
So that we can then build the social cohesion that we are always hanahaning about.
What I love about this is that you've taken it beyond just being an academic or exercise or a discussion and a probability, and actually formalized it into a business.
Yeah.
So much so that you actually have gotten the necessary accreditation that's required. It's not just a gugu nomthandazo cha usipho as shiny quick exchange. No. There's structure, there's order, and a formalization to it.
Yes.
Help us understand how you went about this.
So I also sit as the head of transformation for the South African Institute of Auctioneers.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
let's just go back there. Hold on. Because even for you to get into the South African Institute of Auctioneers is a journey. I don't even, how does it even work as a business, as an, how do you get into the space?
Way. Kuku, that's where I think that's where I really wanted to actually get auctions into townships. It seems as if this industry is set to only be existing in established areas, and that was a pain for me somewhat. My predecessor, Kwanele Poltina, who runs Riley Auctioneers, he was a much of a let's educate people about auctions and go through the whole processes with the CETAs that are involved. And I admired that work, but when we talk about it, we talk about it in township economies conferences held in Sandton somewhere. We're not doing it practically so that someone can look at it in a township. So I've been 13 years in the industry. When I started out as an auctioneer, I started out with a Dr. Tirani Mabunda.
Beautiful.
Of Tirani Auctioneers. The old man taught me something quite amazing. For me, it was an electrifying moment. I used to sell office furniture, and this guy would sell office furniture within an hour, something that I used to do for 6 months.
Whoa.
So when I then read about him and actually researched as to who is this guy that is a black auctioneer, I mean, the industry
typically
by itself is
unheard of. And I'm glad that you're mentioning their names, because for many of us, we actually don't know that they are black established auctioneers in South Africa.
Right.
Precisely.
Exactly. Because when you open up a newspaper and you say you're looking for an auction, you see all of these guys that you can't pronounce their names of. And then now when you say that you want to go visit an auction house, already that intimidation is there that you might be the only black at a dinner party.
Exactly.
So where was I? Okay.
So, Tirani Auction House, you sold furniture, auction furniture, then so it took you 6 months, and he could do it in an hour. So there were some lessons you had to learn from him.
So I learned a lot from his auction house. And upon leaving him, then we started off this auction house in townships. Well, before that, there was an association called the South African Institute of Auctioneers. Sure. This is a professional body that represents auctioneers, the auctioneering industry, representing both buyer and seller. We then implemented, when I became head of transformation, that I said, guys, you've been having these auctions in established areas. Can we please have them now in townships? So we then started a program called the Township Auction Program. The Township Auction Program aims to introduce auctioneers to the townships and introduce township communities to the auction industry as such. You will find, if you find the list of auctioneers that exist, you will find that we are less than 20.
When you say 20 companies, black individuals, leaders?
If you're looking for companies, we are even less than that. This is a huge industry that repossesses a lot of assets.
Vehicles,
from us.
Properties, movable assets.
Yeah, from us. And yet when we are looking for opportunities, we are not finding these opportunities as black auctioneers. And the question is, why? The banks are not giving us work. Why? And we're not finding any work from insurance companies. Why? So all of these questions then came about when I conceptualized Lokshin Auctions. We then came about a big brother. And when I say big brother, I mean Take a Lot, that said, hey, we like you. You know, we would like to associate with you, and we would like to sell these items. Well, we'd like you to sell off the items that we are returning, that our buyers are returning, so that you can then leverage, we can leverage your auction platform on that.
How beautiful is that? Because now you've got access to like a supply chain in terms of ongoing goods, and you've already got access to the market within our township.
That's true enablement coming from the private sector.
Yeah.
And that is very big brotherly-like, because they they're taking care of their own market as per se and opening up opportunities within the township areas so that we could all be involved in developing auctions within spaces that it does not exist.
Definitely. Yeah. I am so intrigued by this conversation. And if you're just joining us, it's just a little shy of 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. We are in a wonderful, enlightening conversation with Tsitso Sedai, who is the founder of Lokshin Auctions, joining us today. And as you've heard, really sharing not only his brief history within, brief description of his history within the auctioneering space, helping us understand how it is prioritizing transformation and how we too can actually get involved and support and understand more around the business model. This sounds like there needs to be a whole documentary. I'm putting it out there, and I think we'll make it happen, that this is a day, because it's such an important sector. And as you say, it's one that plays such a critical role in the ongoing movement of goods, and of course movement of capital.
Yeah.
And it does require ongoing support and having people who are skilled in that regard, because when we think of auctions, and I myself as someone, as an outsider who actually has never been to one, in my mind I just think of the plaque you lift up, 100 here, 200 here, 250 here, oh there we go, 350 there, oh yeah. Sold that.
No, yeah.
And we don't understand the background process.
Yeah.
There's financiers involved, as you mentioned. There's exchange and contracts that need to be looked, to be looked at through your business as Lokshin Auctions to be fully capacitated to run through with this project, as you say.
Right. So as Lokshin Auctions, we are SIA accredited.
That's the South African Institute of Auctioneers.
Yes, perfect. Myself. I did my auctioneering certificate.
Wow.
And then
what does that entail, by the way? It sounds so...
It is bird calling. Dr. Mabunda used to make us do this. A big black buck bit a big black bear. And then you had to say it very quickly.
Oh, so
that you could... So you could roll off your tongue. 125 or 25 now, 150, 175 now, 200, 225.
Oh, well, keep going. This is so beautiful.
and within our own communities, and it troubles me because this is a culture that in America, it's country music that they turn into numbers, right?
Oh,
now,
okay.
We could have the very same culture because I'm from Fort Lauderdale. I mean, because everything that's good comes from the East.
Big of course, I hear so.
Yeah.
Coming from a Soweto girl, but I'll support you.
Well, Ama Piano came from Fort Lauderdale as well. And we could create tunes in bird calling that are Amapiano related so that we can involve the youth.
Do it now, let's hear. I'm teasing.
But now, so the qualification and accreditation of Lokshin Auctions comes from mandating, meaning that when you appoint an auctioneer, there is a contract that you are given by the auctioneer, which is ourselves, that we say to you that on point number one, we are going to sell this item on auction. This is the value that we find on auction. If we are able to fetch this value or higher, you will be paid that amount in full, less a commission of such and such.
I see. Right? Full transparency,
which is why that you need an auction platform in a township as opposed to a pawn system.
Yes.
Because a pawn system gives you a price. They say, here you are. Take it or leave it. Whereas if you go to an auction, now you've got a market that's sitting there with vested interest in whatever it is that you're selling. And now we are wanting to fight for that item,
right,
from 10 rands all the way up to, in our first auction,
yes,
we sold model cars. Couldn't believe it. 5,000 rands.
5,000 rands.
5,000 rands. There's money out there in the townships. What are they?
This is a model car that was just
model
sitting
cars,
in.
These things that are toys. I got a little toy.
Okay, now you be like, no, work on Mercedes-Benz 1940 or something.
No, these are model cars that people have patiently built together, but someone that understands the value of 5,000 rands. So now, imagine when you have a vintage coin that's been sitting somewhere in your mother's purse. And then we go and present it to the correct buyer somewhere sitting in Cape Town. And we merge these two together. The social cohesion that's here, the possibility of all of us getting along and making money and, you know, ensuring that we are having a part to play in this economy.
Right.
Yeah.
That is such a beautiful connection.
We will take from the dustbin that you are not using.
Right.
We will take anything that you can pick up from home if you are not using it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring it to auction. Let us give townships a fun and a new experience of buying in from auction.
Yeah.
And let's open up opportunities for young ones to see what the auction industry is like so that they can also want to participate
100%.
In that space.
Exactly. I want us to wrap up with social cohesion in a while, but sure. Before we get there, let's actually talk about, you know, as you mentioned, your first auction in the township and what was sold. And maybe give us an understanding of the type of products, how you vet them, how you make sure you bring in the right products to the right market so that there could be potential interested buyers. And then I'm really interested to actually see how you educate us as South Africans. I see you've got called a bid plaque or?
Yes, this is a bid plaque.
Oh, stunning. Yes. I support Lokshin auction. Stunning.
Yes.
We'll take a picture of this and actually share it with you on social media.
Yes.
Sure.
So our first auction, we had a few auction houses, Big Brothers, that were helping us to launch this idea. So we were given an opportunity by Orco, Dynamic Auctioneers, some others, Park Village Auctioneers came through.
So and these are like big brothers that are well entrenched.
The ones that are always in the paper.
Yes.
The ones that are always advertising. Yes. So they came through and we were able to garner some assets. And from there, we saw that in the townships, there are these things that they place nuka, katsona, poo.
Yes.
Right? It is a big thing in the townships. People buy, people need that thing in the townships.
Oh, wow.
White appliances, TVs, kitchen fridges, toasters, as long as they have it. So those types of assets are what people are looking for in the areas. Now, the one thing that is disadvantageous to us is that what's the barakokas? So we cordon off the street. Yes, we cordon off the street and then we lay them out in the middle of the street. So now we do not have a viewing day where people can come in and view the assets.
Gotcha.
You see, so whereas an established auctioneer has the luxury of big property where they can, you know, dedicate an entire day to people to come view assets. So we do not have that luxury. But if anyone out there has some property that we could use for this purpose,
yes,
we are very happy. We would be very grateful for that opportunity.
Definitely.
So when we have auctions, we are then dedicating it to, you know, a time limit that we are selling within, so to speak. From 7 o'clock in the morning you can come and view, and then by 2 o'clock the auction starts. By 5 o'clock then we have to rush out.
Got you. This is so refreshing. And I'm also assuming, as you say, that's what the market within the township actually needs in terms of the appliances. And it really sounds like, you know, relatable products. What if I have a beautiful keyed dining room suite? How do we, I guess, tap into the township to source goods and then actually have those be auctioned off to bigger players?
To bigger places. Well, look, if we are in a township called Fosloris, we would really like some established areas to come and visit our townships. So heading to the township tourism or month that we are heading to, it would be very nice to actually have these tours of townships that we can have, where people come into our townships and buy our vintage furnitures from our gogo. Those kists that you're talking about are in existence in townships.
Yes.
Old model cars that are in existence, and it is a wealth that's sitting there, and we have a database of these people that are able to sell these items.
Definitely. And I think this is so important because it really does speak to, you know, understanding that flow of money. So it takes us back to that concept of, you know, understanding that capitalism is something that we can all participate in, but it also does help to build that level of social cohesion. I want us to take it back to transformation for a moment and actually discuss how best it is that we can continue to make the circle bigger. As Lokshin Auctions, you are certainly here, you sharing your voice and helping us identify how best it is that we can encourage growth. But how do we get more young black people interested in the sector and even learning the necessary skills?
More visibility within the areas that we live in. So we are looking to expand to go into other townships. It would be really nice to have some strong business people that are looking to open up opportunities within other townships to take up franchises with Lokshin Auctions so that we are able to then get into areas that we can then educate others. There are schools that are through the South African Institute of Auctioneers that one can get qualification through. As the South African Institute of Auctioneers, we offer 5 bursaries on an annual basis.
Oh, wow.
So that we could teach those that are youth, women, and particularly that they come from a previously disadvantaged areas so that they could participate within that industry. We are constantly developing an auction development program with our big brother that we would like to, so that wherever that they have presence, we are then setting up an auction development program so that the youth can then run that particular auction house. Lokshin Auctions, that is. The dreams are big, yes.
I love it, Ntate Zetai. I love it because this is exactly what we need, you know, for us to think differently and to get involved in sectors of the economy that perhaps we, number one, don't understand or were excluded from, and just never perhaps were aware of as to how it is that we could penetrate those spaces. Mm-hmm. The dreams are big and they are valid. The opportunities are certainly present. And I do believe that there is a growing market that we can tap into.
Yep.
We never know who's listening. Whether it's a sponsor, someone who can fund, someone who can be another big brother or sister and offer assistance, or someone who comes with a wealth of experience to say, hold on, I can assist in this way and that and another. Where can we find you in terms of contact details?
I always love that question.
You'll listen to the show. Thank you.
We are available on all social media platforms as Lokshin Auctions. LOKSHIN Auctions. We are on info@lokshinauctions.co.za and contact me directly. I'm on 064-025-7829. 064-025-7829.
Fantastic. And that's for professional purposes only.
Yes. I do not auction off human beings.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Husbands and wives. No.
Speaking of that, are you moving from, because you primarily deal with movable property at the moment, right?
Yes.
Will fixed property or vehicles become an area of speciality at some point?
That is the aim, but we are looking for people that we can put in these spaces. Mm-hmm. Once we all understand what the auction industry is about, what the auction buying and selling concept is about, then we are ready to move to bigger things. We will be more attractive to banks. We will be more attractive to insurance companies.
100%. I can't let you go without giving us just a rundown of that statement and that saying as an auction when we go through the bidding process. So this is going to live on air for the weekend. So here we are selling let's just say a pen.
Right.
Starting at 100 rand.
100 rands, I've got a better day. I've got a better called Cuckoo. 100 rands, now I've got 125, 125. Are you in at 125? Thank you very much for 125. Now 150, 150. 150, I've got it from Cuckoo. Now 175. Are you in at 175, sir?
Yeah.
175, now 200. Cuckoo, are you in 200? Now 225. He's out at 225. I've got 200 from Cuckoo. Going once, going twice.
200.
Sold.
Oh, wow.
To Cuckoo.
And with the most expensive item that you've auctioned?
Yo, that would have to be a vehicle that we were selling at, I believe it was 330,000 rands.
Really?
I mean, I'm a small guy. I have not had an opportunity to sell a Lamborghini.
We'll make it happen.
As you said, someone's listening.
Yes.
You know, so maybe we will talk into millions one day.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I've only bid called into the hundreds of thousand rands. I mean, there are other bigger guys that are out there. Kwanele Boltina, Si Ponzuza, that are out there that are actually keeping the name alive.
Yeah.
Big boys that are in the mining industry, youth, but very promising. Lufuno Ramuyara.
Really?
Yeah. If we keep employing these guys, then we will be able to teach our young ones how to get involved in the industry.
And it gets competitive, not only on your side, but I'm assuming even with dealing with potential bidders, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, it gets pressured. I mean, you find that people are saying, hey, stop bidding, why not? And you have to control all of that. But,
oh, wow. So working with people, understanding the numbers, fully understanding the valuations, getting the accreditation, having the patience, and of course the business acumen.
And composure, patience to get work done.
That is it, and that's exactly what we need. More Black South Africans to participate in this space. You are such a beacon of hope and inspiration. I truly admire your work, and continue to hope that we'll see many, many more successes that will come out of your hands and this initiative that you've brought to the fore.
You're coming from you. Thank you very much, Askuku.
Oh, man. Thank you. What a beautiful interview. That was my guest this evening, Tsitso Sitai, who joins us as the Lokshin Auctions founder this evening. It's 8 minutes.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.